Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 everybody, and welcome to Phoebe and the Boys. Having a little technical difficulties there, so sorry that our intro did not play, but we are here for another Wednesday full of motivation, music, fun, laughter, and did I mention a whole lot of fun. So how is everyone doing tonight? Everyone doing good. It's a Mimi. Got our wine list for us tonight. Got Mr. Roger Hawkins in the building. Mr. George Berkelboy Holman in the building. Everybody is in the building feeling great. What is up? What is up, fam? How's it going?
I'm hanging in there. So how's everybody else doing this week? It's been kind of a down week for me, so I haven't really done a whole heck of a lot for the first time in a long time. So, anyway, it's all good. How's everybody feeling? How's everything going?
I'm ready to hand me a glass of wine, y'all. I don't know what. The party needs to start somewhere because I'm telling you guys loud. The energy.
I said it earlier. I said, Mimi looked like she's ready.
What's on?
Hey, look, I'm always ready.
What is on the wine list tonight, girl? What is on the wine list tonight?
So, you guys know that last week we had a little conversation with the little white wine, and then of course, you know, Roger put it in my head that I should try something new. So I decided that I'm going to go with red Moscato.
Okay.
Nice.
Let's see what's going on with it? I've never had it before. You know, I had to cheat and open this up earlier because, honey, y'all should have seen me. The struggle is real with that little silver thing, honey. I was getting ready to throw the whole bottle and the cork thing and everybody outside with the dog. But,
I guess.
Hey, Mimi, one of our listeners had messaged me and told me to tell you that one thing you might want to try with Moscato is frozen peaches. Just freeze your peaches and then put your peaches in the glass with your wine, and it tastes really good, she said. So she said,
yeah, I normally do that with, like, grapes and stuff like that. I've never tried it with peaches before, but I'm going to tell you all something. This is nice. This is actually pretty nice. So you know what that means. She's going for a full bottle.
Okay, who you rocking with? Who you rocking with tonight?
What's that?
What's your brand? Who you rocking with? Who'd you start with?
Oh, this is Behringer. Behringer, Main and Vine. Okay, established in 1876. Red Moscato.
Okay.
And it is awesome, guys. It's a little dry, but it's nice. It's not sour. It's a little sweet. So I like it.
Yeah,
so
I think
thank
that's
you,
what
Roger.
You hear, man. Hey,
that's
hey,
what I'm rocking
see,
the red
you can,
now.
You can mix
you know?
It up a little bit. Yeah, switch it up a little bit.
Yeah, no, that's been stuck on my phone forever.
Well, yeah, it's one
is
of those, not all red is going to be sour. And, you know, not all white is going to be palatable, whether it's sweet or not. I mean, I've had white wines that are, you know, on the drier, you know, harsher side. It really just depends. So again, and then checking wine number and stuff like that makes a big difference. And like Moscato is kind of what you would consider, I don't know, a dessert wine or something like that. So they're never probably gonna be too low on the sweetness scale. So it's definitely mm-hmm. something that you can handle if you're not even a proficient red wine drinker.
Yeah, no, I'm not. But this is actually nice. I can do this. So now,
okay, that's what's up.
To the list.
Right.
Thank you,
okay.
Roger.
Boom. See. Yes. Yes. It goes great. You fit too. Like I said, it fits your outfit. It's like that's
and
one
that's
of those. I'm going to
see that. See that?
You know, we sell a lot of red Moscato at our club.
I can believe that. If people don't know a whole lot, you go with what someone's told you. It's kind of tried and true. So I can see that. Again, if it's like, well, I don't know much, let me go with kind of, you know, majority rule kind of a thing. So
this is
you
nice.
Know,
and you see, I can
work.
See me sipping on this glass for a while, whereas normally, like with the white wine, it's sweet. And I just, you guys see
that
how
could
I
be
got
dangerous.
Those white bottles?
That could be dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but this, I have to take it softly and little by little because it's like I said, it's not too sweet, so it has that little dryness to it that in a second I might not like, but this is really nice right now, you know. I told you guys.
Yeah, it's helping your palate develop differently, I think, because, again, certain parts of your tongue are used to the wine hitting, and now all of a sudden you've got another part of your tongue that's getting that because, you know, if you taste, you know, I can't remember the areas, one like the sides are for salty, the front is for sour, or the back is for sweet. You have different areas of your tongue. So now that is hitting totally differently than the white. And it's going to further sophisticate Miss Mimi. That's all gone, girl. Sanjay.
Yeah. No, thank you. There we have it.
That's what's up. That's dope.
All right.
So, yeah. And again, we haven't even probably gotten into the priciness of you know, like the big names and the old families and all that crap. You know what I mean? This is something that you could take a lifelong journey on. I mean, I used to kind of want to get into it a long time ago, and then I realized
mm-hmm.
what the library took to be a wine aficionado, and I was like, I'm cool. I'll just stick to my, you know, quasi trying to be cool and taking somebody to the you know, the
news
and all that when I was younger. Yeah, it's rough.
Right.
But that's great. That's great. That's what's up, man. Mm-hmm.
That's
what
awesome.
We got today? What are we talking about?
Well, today is a special, special, special day. Happy Jimin Day, everybody out there, and all my fellow Army, BTS Army, Jimin of BTS, turned 26 today and 27 Korean years. So happy birthday, Jimin. We love you. And this song, Jimin, is for you. And happy birthday to any and everybody born on October 13th. So here you go. Happy birthday, everybody.
Yeah. I heard it was somebody's birthday. I heard it was somebody's birthday. Yeah, PJ Penn, a birthday song. Yeah, yeah. Today is your birthday. We gon' say it loud. Today is your birthday. I know you're so proud. Happy birthday. Blow the candles like a kiss. Throw a party, everybody bringing gifts. Got a new outfit and it's lit. Best day of the year, you can't miss. All my friends, it's coming in. And my parents raise my allowance. Yeah, I'm jumping around, yeah, up and down. Hey, happy birthday, we gon' sing it now.
right. Happy, happy birthday once again. Happy, happy Jimin Day. Last month we had JK's birthday on September 1st. Now we have Jimtober. So happy birthday, everybody. Born October 13th.
Quick question.
Now today
who sings that song? Who sings that song?
I don't know. Peter Panda? Get the heck out of me.
It just sounds wackadoo enough that my 17-year-old would have that on her phone. I'll bet if you tell me who sings it, because that's her. I'm like, Jesus, that's hilarious. I could just see her playing something like that. So that's all I wanted to know, because I was going to text her and be like, you've got this, don't you, kid?
I'll get that information and let you know.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so I want to share something with you guys real quick. So one of my neighbors brought me some zucchini and carrots, right, because they went out and they got a whole bunch of it. And I guess this individual grows the zucchini and the carrots in their yard. And I wanted to show you guys this. This is the biggest carrot I've ever seen in my life.
Wow. That is a big
carrot. Yeah, that's kind of mutant. It's pretty big.
Man. Wow.
It's really big. And look at this zucchini.
Wow. That's
this is
a
the biggest
mutant
zucchini I've ever seen. I said, you know what?
Yeah.
I am going to cut these, wash them really good and cut them up real good. And that's going to be a meal. All in itself.
Yes.
That's an X-ray,
I mean, you know.
That was gigantic. Never
science,
seen one that
science is no
I
joke.
Know. Get out the gutter, guys.
Science is no joke. That's all I'm saying. Eat your vegetables, children.
All right.
Eat your
right.
Eat your vegetables, people. I'm done.
All right.
I had a vegetable moment. That's all. That's all it is. We can continue on with the show.
You had a moment. Yeah, you had a moment.
I'm just saying. You definitely had a moment.
You had a moment. You got Peron's disease.
I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
See?
It should be new.
Scott O'Keefe let you know.
Speaking of
what? What's that?
All right. Today in the news, Taiwan tensions raise fears of U.S. and China conflict in Asia. So after sending a record number of military aircraft to harass Taiwan over China's National Day holiday, and this is according to the Associated Press, so Beijing has toned down the saber rattling, but tensions remain high, with the rhetoric and reasoning behind the exercises unchanged. Experts agree a direct conflict is unlikely at the moment, but as the future of self-ruled Taiwan increasingly becomes a powder keg, a mishap or a miscalculation could lead to confrontation while Chinese and American ambitions are at odds. So if we go to war with China, let's just say it would not be good. This could be seen as a betrayal of American national interests. China claims Taiwan as its own, and controlling the island is a key component of Beijing's political and military thinking. Leader Xi Jinping on the weekend again emphasized reunification of the nation must be realized and will definitely be realized. A goal made more realistic with massive improvements to China's armed forces over the last two decades. So how do you guys feel? Like, what if we go to war with China? Is this going to be World War III? What do you guys think on that?
If anybody agrees to engage, it's going to be World War III. So I think a lot of countries use it as leverage. Interesting that you read that. About a week ago, you know, I was on the road traveling, and I watched, believe it or not, I watched a 3-out-of-4-part series on the Kim family in Korea. And I promise you, it's some really, really interesting, you know, stuff to get into. It starts with the grandfather. Like, literally, that part of Korea has never been ruled by any other family. That being said, everybody's culture is different. And when you have an absolutist in a culture, they rule with an iron fist. And they talk about how all over history, those guys would diplomatically threaten, you know, to engage in threat, because they've got, they're one of the smallest countries going. They've got like the third or fourth largest military on the planet. Just take that into consideration. That's like saying Kansas City has a bigger military than all of Missouri. You know, one city, that's how many nukes they have in North Korea. So, and China is above them. Again, we're not, and China, of course, has way more land area, some of it populated, some of it not. But see, the thing that's kind of worrisome is, yeah, sometimes people think that dying is the ultimate sacrifice. We in this country don't necessarily. So we always try to play the devil's advocate, or we try to play the mediator, or we try to say, hey, what's your side? What's your side? We want to be, you know, the go-between. So we get, would it be horrendous? Yeah. Here's the thing. We can pretty much take the whole planet out, everybody, from home. Every leader can hit a button, and the world goes poof. Nobody needs to fly, drive, or swim anywhere. That's why it's so scary, but that's also what keeps everybody at bay. I don't think anybody wants to see a missile coming down to their White House or castle or, you know, anywhere. So, but I think they're very strategically used threats. Now, Kim Jong-un, homeboy, he's real live out there. I mean, my dude has fired off multiple. And we were kind of like, hey, man, don't do that. But what are you going to do, fire something back? At that point, this dude's ready. He's ready to get down. So, see, it's kind of like selling wolf tickets. Don't sell them if you can't cash them. But we have to be diplomatic over and over and over again. I mean, hell, think about it. When the worm, who was my boy, when Rodney kind of helped save the planet's ass for a year or two, you know it's bad. But I definitely think when it comes to trade talks and military engagement, that's not what we want. Because, you know, we're all top three, top four in military size and strength and technology. That's instant what they call D-Day. That's annihilation. I mean, you know, put your head between your legs and kiss your ass goodbye time, for real. Yeah. I like to say, I hope no.
And in other news, an assailant with a bow and arrow kills five people in Norway. So in Copenhagen, Denmark, a man armed with a bow fired arrows at shoppers in a small Norwegian town Wednesday, killing five people before he was arrested, authorities said.
Is that still considered an act of shooter?
Good question.
I'm just saying.
Good question.
Is it still considered a
It's
what?
Not funny. It's not funny, but that was a pretty good timing, George. Is he considered an active shooter?
He's shooting a bow and arrow, I would think so. He's firing a weapon. He killed people. I would consider that. It says the police chief in the community of Kongsberg near the capital of Oslo said there was a confrontation between officers and the assailant, but he did not elaborate. Two other people were wounded and hospitalized in intensive care, including an officer who was off duty and inside the shop where the attack took place. That's kind of crazy. Shooting a bolt.
Here's what's crazy. My cousin lives in Oslo. My cousin's a personal trainer in Oslo. So that, I'm laughing, but like, it ain't funny. But that's crazy. But you know what it kind of says? Look at the difference in, you know, the rules and regulations in like our country in particular versus other countries. People get creative when they go do crazy shit. Bow and arrows, crossbows, I've heard of hatchets. You name it, they do it. Not a lot of guns. You can't get them. Assault rifles, almost impossible. You know, so I think about that in all these different countries, which is why they don't really have like school shootings and all that. You can be 11 and get that here. So I think, and again, I'm not telling anybody I'm pro or against, because, you know, I promise you, you might be surprised at the side I'm on. But I think it's interesting because this was crazy. Has anybody ever a true compound bow or a crossbow?
No.
It would scare you. For one, you probably can't string it alone. I'm not talking shit. They're very, very rigid, taut, and the velocity that they fire with, it's scary. You know, you can shoot through brick walls. You can put an arrow through a car, through an engine block. It's scary. So when people hear about getting shot, that's agony. Yeah, it's not. This ain't, you know, this ain't back in the day. Cowboys and Indians grab some sticks. and strength. When I say these things take down, they take down like moose, animals that are huge. It's scary the power they possess. They can do it from anywhere from quarter.
When you get anything over 40-pound bow, you see, bows are regulated by pounds of pressure,
mm-hmm.
with the string and what they pull. And when you get anything over a 40-pound bow, that is so much force that you can't pull it with your fingers. Like on television, you see them pulling a bow with their fingers.
That ain't real.
They actually have a trigger that you put on the string and pull it, and you use the trigger to reach the string. If you can't pull it with your fingers, because
on the crossbow, you have to. There's a step on it, a footstep. You have to step in and pull the crossbow up for it to cock and load. That's how hard it's just not physically. I think it's just not physically possible. There have only been there's some bow out there that's like the most impossible bow in the world, and I think like only two people have ever strung it up. One of whom was Bo Jackson, which is the only reason I know that is because everybody in my hood and my school was a Bo Jackson fan in the 80s. But I mean, he's a freak of nature.
Right.
That being said, that's scary to say that this guy was like targeting people. I mean, I could. That would just going through you, because guess what? When those arrows go in, they don't come out. They're not made to come out. That's destructive. So, you know.
Oh, okay.
For those,
I hope
they make
it.
It's a prong.
You can't just pull it out.
It's barbed. Most of them are barbed.
When you pull it out, you're tearing stuff up. Most of the time, if they need a bolt from somebody,
it's destructive.
They will push it all the way through first and break it.
Yep.
And then before they pull it out.
If it didn't already go all the way through,
they'll push it all the way through and break it off in order to pull it out.
Yeah.
I mean, if you pull a bow out without taking the tip off first, you're ripping everything inside that flesh.
Yeah, you're done.
Everything.
You're bleeding out, you're done. Or you're losing whatever limb it came from. That's real. So I hope, I hope everybody makes it. You know, those in the hospital and all that, the ones that did, managed to survive. That's rough.
Well, according to the acting Prime Minister, Erna Solberg, she described the attack as gruesome and said it was too early to speculate on a motive. The Prime Minister designated Jonas Gahr-Støre, who is expected to take office Thursday, called the assault a cruel and brutal act in comments to the Norwegian news agency NTB. So, yes, our thoughts and prayers go out to the victims, most definitely.
That's rough.
In this day...
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's extremely insane. This guy was mental. I'd be interested to know what his motive was, like what they find out, like why he did it. Maybe there's no rhyme or reason, but I definitely would be interested to know, like, what motivated this.
What's funny is I think either he was, butthurt about something stupid, or crazy people don't know that they're crazy. So, to him, it was another day, at the office. It's one of the two, because otherwise...
Or, blame it on COVID.
What happened?
If he could pull a bow,
he ain't too sick.
Maybe he was targeting COVID patients. But regardless, it's still insane. It's still senseless. I mean, that's beyond premeditated murder. I mean,
think about it.
I can see somebody getting an attitude. They're a little crazy. Some things go wrong, and they pull a gun and just shoot everybody out. You don't just pull a bow and shoot everybody.
But, remember, in this country, guns aren't as prevalent and easily accessible as in America. You can't think in American terms. Like I said, you can get a gun with a box of damn cereal. In other countries, it takes a random act of Congress to get a gun. So that's why people have to get creative when they're trying to take you out. But if you're trying to do multiple people, that's when the crazy factor kicks in. I'm sure Norway has pretty strict and stringent laws on that. Where some people are very, very open about it. Some people are very, very stringent about, the gun laws and whatnot. So
was it one arrow and he killed five people?
Oh, no. It couldn't have been.
No.
It couldn't have been.
He shot multiple arrows.
He killed five people. Okay. I was about to say, damn, that's a strong, strong arrow, man.
I would like to know the scenario, because in order to kill five people with bow and arrows, you got people standing around going.
Oh, he was a sniper, man.
Yeah, you got people standing around going, what the hell, and not running.
But
I see the first arrow, I'm out. I mean, it's going to take
don't
him
see it, though?
15. It's going to take him 10 to 15 seconds to load the next arrow. Because you got to grab another arrow.
Yeah,
if you see the first person go down.
There's
a lot.
Right.
But the fact that he got five people in a group, man.
Yeah, man, I will say by number two or three, I'm ghost. The first person, you might be like, what was that? By number two, you're like, oh, shit. Then you want to see where it's coming from. By number three, you're definitely out. So, yeah, you make it to five and then keep shooting. But, Mimi, believe it or not, if you put five people chest to back, you got something that'll go through. All five. I mean, that's how powerful these damn weapons are. It's scary. And I'm trying to give you the magnitude of just how complex the material that they use to make the bow and the string and things like that. It's nothing like Robin Hood, I promise you that. And this stuff can do damage.
Right. I would feel really worried about walking into a place and watching somebody walking around with damn bow and arrow, like, doom, 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 doom.
Word.
Like, hold up.
Word.
If I see that, I'm going the other way. I'm leaving.
Right. Where was he shooting? Was he shooting from, like, ground level, or was he shooting from up high?
They never said. You just, I would think he was probably shooting from up high and just aiming at whoever, if he just shot random people. So
there's no rhyme or reason.
That's
called I want somebody to kill me.
He snapped.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had to.
But it's also premeditated if you walk into a place full of people and did it. Because you really had to put that in the car, go to this spot, put it on your back, walk in the building, figure out where you're going to stand so you can catch the most people. So you got a whole lot of steps.
But here's what's killer. Look, if you're mad, shoot the person you're mad at. I'm saying that tongue in cheek. Don't do it to anybody. But again, if I'm coming for George, I'm not coming for Mimi. I don't like innocent people. I don't like anybody getting hurt. Not unless it's you know something with regulations. But I just don't get the fact that I'm just gonna go smoke a bunch of people to get some infamy. Then I'm gonna take my stuff out or do whatever. Like you don't understand how I abhor that type of weakness. It gets me in a place I can't handle. It makes me so mad, and they know it.
Yeah.
You leave questions, no closure. That just makes me want to go to the afterlife and beat the shit out of it. But, you know, it is what it is.
Right.
That just makes me mad.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of that,
real quick, I just want to intervene, and I want to give a quick shout-out to our viewers listening to us, watching us on Facebook and YouTube. Thank you for joining. Thanks for the likes and the loves. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Cute.
Yes. Love
it.
Thank you.
That's what you're doing.
All right, guys.
This is when I bring my glass up to them.
Yes. All right, so guys, this day in history, the White House cornerstone was laid. The cornerstone is laid for a presidential residence in the newly designated capital city of Washington, D.C. In 1800, President John Adams became the first president to reside in the Executive Mansion, which soon became known as the White House, because its white-gray Virginia freestone contrasted strikingly with the red brick of nearby buildings. The city of Washington was created to replace Philadelphia as the nation's capital because of its geographical position in the center of the existing new republic. The states of Maryland and Virginia ceded land around the Potomac River to form the District of Columbia, and work began on Washington in 1791. French architect Charles Lefort designed the area's radical layout, full of dozens of circles, crisscross avenues, and plentiful parks. So in 1792, work began on the neoclassical White House building at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue by a construction team comprised of enslaved and freed African Americans and European immigrants. Irish American architect James Pulban oversaw the design, and President George Washington chose the site. So on November 1st, President John Adams was welcomed into the Executive Mansion. His wife, Abigail, wrote about their new home. "I pray heaven to bestow the best of blessings on this house and on all that shall hereafter inhabit it. May none but wise men ever rule under this roof." And scene. Anyway, in 1814, the White House was set on fire along with the U.S. Capitol by British soldiers in retaliation for the burning of government buildings in Canada by U.S. troops. So there you have it. All this happened this day, October 13th, in history. And speaking of October, the movies opening this weekend, we've got quite a few good ones. And one is the long-awaited Halloween Kills, a horror. It's directed by David Gordon Green, starring Jamie Lee Curtis, Andy Matichak, Judy Greer, and Nick Castle. Now the plot, with Michael Myers left burning alive, Laurie Strode is rushed to the hospital only to learn that the monster is not dead. Can you guys imagine that? So I do have a wonderful trailer of Halloween. So Here we go. Well, I did. Give me 1 second. Oh, here we go. And here is the trailer for Halloween.
Running. Evil dies tonight.
I'm not just going to sit and watch another innocent person die.
If you track Michael's victim, that's a straight line to Michael's childhood home.
What do we do?
We fight.
Let's hunt him down.
Michael Myers is flesh and blood. But a man couldn't have survived that fire. The more he kills, the more he transcends.
Run! Go now!
He's the essence of evil.
Coming for you, Michael.
one is the long-awaited battle between Jamie Lee Curtis and Michael Myers. This one's going to be good, y'all. Now, seeking to get rid of this curse once and for all, Laurie Strode, Jamie Lee Curtis's character, she is ready to get rid of him. So this time, she calls on the entire town to come and help bring him down. Because, you know, it takes a village all, especially to kill this one. So this is more a united we stand, divided we die type deal. So everybody needs to tune in and go see Halloween Kills. It definitely does not disappoint. Also opening this week is The Last Duel with Matt Damon, directed by Ridley Scott. This one is a good one, guys. Set in the 14th century France, Marguerite de Carrouges accuses Jacques Legris, friend and squire to her husband, the knight Jean de Carrouges, of rape, even as she faces intense scrutiny and even death for lying. Her husband challenges Legris to trial by combat, the last legally sanctioned duel in France's history. So this is like the one with Matt Damon, Jodie Comer, Adam Driver, and also Ben Affleck stars in this. So it should be quite interesting. You want to check out The Last Duel. Also opening is the limited release is Bergman Island, directed by Mia Hansen-Love, acting with Tim Roth, Vicky Cripp, Mia Wasikowska, and Melinda Kinnaman. Now, this is an American couple inspired by Bergman. They retreat to the same island that inspired him in order to finish their own screenplay. So it's kind of a rediscovering your love type or discovering that you're not in love. Take it or leave it. So this one's in limited theatrical release. So if you can catch it, go for it. This is a good one. I love Mia Wasikowska. She is a great actress. Tim Roth does an amazing job in this one as well. So Bergman Island definitely does not disappoint. Also opening this week is Hard Luck, Love Song, starring Justin Kurcebi. And, It's directed by Justin Kurcebi. And the actors are Michael Dorman, Sophia Bush, Dermot Mulroney, who is excellent, and RZA. So if you get a chance to check that one out, check it out. Also, Needle in a Time Staff, which is directed by director John Ridley. And this one stars Orlando Bloom, Frida Pinto, Leslie Odom Jr., and Cynthia Erivo. Nick and Janine are made for each other and live happily in marital bliss. But in this near future, Janine's ex-husband can manipulate time and does so in order to break the two apart. So this one's pretty interesting. So if you guys love sci-fi but also romance, then this one's definitely for you. So to recap, Needle in a Time Staff, Hard Luck Love Song, Bergman Island, The Last Duel, and Halloween Kills are the films that are opening this Friday, October 15th, 2021. Now, still playing, we have the wonderful, the hot, the sexy James Bond in No Time to Die. And do I have a trailer for that? Yeah, I do. Here it goes.
Bond, any thug can kill. I have to know I can trust you.
Well, I understand 00s have a very short life expectancy.
You're a kite dancing in a hurricane, Mr. Bond.
Is this really what you want? Always alone?
Be able to get into a room with the enemy. Now they're just floating in the ether.
When her secret finds its way out, done me to death with you.
Oh my God. Target our people.
And the people become the weapon. Who is he?
James, you don't know what this is.
James Bond. License to kill. In love with Madeline Swan. I could be speaking to my own reflection. Only your skills die with your body. And life is all about leaving something behind. Isn't it?
Come on, Bond. Where the hell are you?
Do this. There will be nothing left to save.
I have to finish this.
You have a flower artist?
No.
That was the trailer for No Time to Die, the new James Bond 007 film. Now, this one has everything, action, romance, and the way the film goes, and I'm not going to give it away, but James Bond is living his life, enjoying peace, tranquility, and love when something happens that interrupts the peace. If you want to know what happens, definitely check this one out, guys, No Time to Die. Also in theaters still playing is Venom, Let There Be Carnage, starring Tom Hardy, who helped write the film, and Woody Harrelson, also Naomi Harris, and Michelle Williams. So this one is a really, really good one, as typical Venom would be. So this sequel definitely delivers. It's got everything from humor, carnage, fear, great special effects. The special effects are off the chain in this one, guys, so you definitely don't want to miss it. So check out Venom. And at the end of the film, and I'm not going to give this away, but it kind of leads into what else they've got going on in the Spider-Verse. And I'll just end it there. Also in theaters is Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten, starring Awkwafina. And this one, now... this one is a great one, and the special effects are bar none. They're awesome. And it stars also Simu Liu as Shang-Chi, kind of a newcomer. So, but he does a great job playing Shang-Chi. So I'm very interested to see what the sequel holds for this one. It did really well at the box office. The special effects were great. This movie has a little bit of everything. Not so much romance, but there is a little bit of romance in there, but not amongst the main characters. You'll kind of be surprised with the twist in this one. So I'm not going to give too much away on that, but if you haven't seen Shang-Chi, do yourself a favor, go see it. Also in theaters is Free Guy with Ryan Reynolds. Funny, interesting, kind of dark satire-ish, but it's Ryan Reynolds. What do you expect? You know, check it out. Also, still in theaters is F9, the Fast and Furious Saga. If you haven't seen it, do yourself a favor. See this one. It's a great film. John Cena also joins the cast, so it's going to be interesting to see where this one goes. So that's it for Movie Talk with CB. And back with CB and the boys. Have you guys seen any of these films?
Not a near none.
None. Wow.
I don't see very many movies unless they're at home, and I don't get to do that often. I've watched more TV this week than I've probably watched this decade. But so yeah, I think the next one I'll try to watch might be the the new installment of Candyman that we talked about a couple of weeks ago. Other than that, I'm kind of a big, you know, throwback movie fan. All the stuff you grew up with is what you like a lot. So more than likely, yeah, I probably won't hit a theater anytime soon to watch anything, unless maybe, you know.
Yeah, I had no interest in being anywhere near a theater. Near a theater during this pandemic.
In a while, huh?
Nope, not interested.
See,
I'll wait for
like
it
this
to come out on demand.
Right. No, when you go there, like in the middle of the day when nobody's in there. You only got like 3-4 people in there. You're sure to be all right.
I didn't think about that.
I never go on opening day of nothing.
No.
Wait about a week or two, and if it just happens to like flip by, then I'll find it somewhere and watch it, but I'm not going into no.
So it's
not
sad
at all.
But true. It's sad that you even have to think like that. Like, you know what? This premiere might cost me my life. It's really, really sad to think of the space that you come to. But it's true. Like, man, that was a dope-ass movie. Now you're done for. Like, who you going to tell it to? But,
right.
Yeah, I don't do theaters very often. Not too much. But I like that, you know, going in the middle of the day. You know, I like that philosophy, you know what I mean? Or go somewhere where maybe it's in a mall or in somewhere that you have to really make your way to it so that you can't just walk
right
somewhere with a damn bow and arrow and a trench coat for 30, you know, for 300
right
yards and nobody says anything to you. If you come in from the outside walking straight in, that's a wrap. But, you know, maybe, you know, if you're
right
somewhere that's populated. So that's crazy. That's crazy. So anyway, yeah, I'll probably check that one out at least. But other than that, yeah, I probably won't be adding to my collection too soon. I don't have that much free time.
I really want to check out Candyman.
Yeah, you can rent it now. So that's what I'll do. I'm just going to rent it at home.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna do that. But I think I need to. Anyway, I'm not going to say what I want to say. But yeah, I'm going to check it out.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
You got to have a support system when you're watching a movie like that as a woman or a girl.
Oh,
like,
no. Oh, you know what? Hey, Mimi, hey, listen, we'll set up a show and we'll all sit there and we'll have our laptops there and we go, did you see that? Did you see that?
You're funny.
We'll be right there. We'll be right there. Right there for you. We can all watch it.
I don't know about all that. But thank you, though. Thank you for your support, though, you know.
Hey, listen. No, I know you can't cuddle the computer screen, but, you know, it is what it is. You know, you got your red wine and your veggies. So, yeah.
We family.
Sister can go to the movies and put her shit right there, and then she can show it to all of us, and we can sit in there with her. That way we can see all these movies. Would you be sitting there like, word? Hey, go get us some Dr. Pepper,
right,
girl. That's what we want. Right. That's
right. So what's good, guys? What else is new?
Well, our topic tonight is double standards in relationships. And what prompted this? And I'll let George explain that. But before we do that, I want to give the definition of double standards and what it means. So a double standard is the application of different sets of principles for situations that are in principle the same and is often used to describe advantage that is given to one party over another. A double standard arises when two or more people or events are treated differently, even though they should be treated the same. So, and that definition was, by way, my resource was Google Dictionary. So shout out to Google. So, George, why don't you tell our listeners what prompted this topic tonight?
Well, we got to talk about what started the topic. Why can't we just
Let's talk about it.
I mean, I'm just saying. Does it matter what started the topic? You just going to talk about the topic?
Hell yeah.
You know,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it matters?
Yeah.
I'm laughing because I know. So go ahead.
Roger, whose side
are
you
on? Since I don't know, now I want to know.
Damn
so man. Go.
George's wife. Okay, listen. Mrs. Omen, George's wife, we know each other. I've been to her house. I've gotten faded with her husband multiple times on the show. She knows me. She knows how pitiful I am. She's starting shit. So I'll let Joyce tell the whole event.
Hey,
Mama Holman was starting shit. And so then I was on the phone with George. We were on the conference call, and she was in the back selling Wolf tickets. And then George told me what led up to it. He'll tell the story. He'll tell what led up to this whole thing. And it comes down to next year as well. And, oh, it got good from there. So then I said, I said, you better be around next week. So we're going to have a good time. I told her, I love you, but I'm about to put your shoes on and lace them up tight.
What happened? So here's the thing. This is what happened. You know, every story is good when you start out with, well, what had happened was. You know you're in trouble when you hear that. So what had happened was, so we was talking, you know, we socialized, we married, we do that every now and again. We do actually have conversations. And somehow we got on a topic about something that happened with her sister and her sister's boyfriend dying and all this kind of stuff. I don't even remember how we got into it, but she made a comment that she had told her sister, because they was, her sister and her sister's boyfriend was fucking was because he had went on a cruise and didn't tell her, but went on a cruise and whatnot and came back. And so apparently my wife and her sister was talking about it, and she made the comment that if George went on a cruise without telling me, I'd kill him. And so she made that comment, you know, she made the comment that if he went on a cruise by himself, I would kill him. And when she told me she said that, I thought to myself, so if I go on a cruise by myself, you'll kill me. But last year, the only reason you didn't go on a cruise by yourself was because the pandemic canceled it. So you was going to go on a cruise by yourself. But you telling me I can't go on a cruise by myself. So that's a double standard. If you're going to tell me you can do something, but I can't do it, Houston, we got a problem. I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, for real. And I don't care how you try to sugarcoat it, how you try to make it justifiable, Crystal. You know, it's just not justifiable. I don't care about the surrounding reasons. The surrounding reasons don't matter. The bottom line was she was going to go, but if I do it, I'm dead. I get to come back to death.
But the reasons do matter. Reasons matter.
Pretty much her words.
No, the reasons don't matter.
Reasons don't matter.
Because you can deny those reasons. You can say
yes. Tonight, right now, this second. So, Crystal, now you got to let us know why. Why you say reasons matter?
I need to hear everybody.
Okay.
I want to hear that.
Her reasoning for planning or to go on the cruise. Now, one, when you book a cruise, you're just booking the cruise. You haven't added your plus one or anything. You're just holding your statement, period. That's what she did. Now, if George would have been able to get off work, then she would have, you know, added him as her plus one. Now, he had just started a new job, and she didn't think, and she and him even discussed it during the time that it was happening, which was a long time ago. And he's tripping about it now, which makes no sense. But okay, here we are. So they discussed it. He had just started a new job. She was making sure that he was okay if she went. It was not an issue back then. But now, years later.
It wasn't. It became an issue. It became an issue when I found out that if I'd have done it on my own, I'd have been dead. And guess what?
That part.
Her on the phone with her. She is on the line. Everybody say hello. She is on the line.
Talk about
okay. This is the deal.
Ain't no deal.
This is the deal.
Ain't no deal.
He started a new job and got the job in December.
Uh-huh.
I have promised my son when he graduates junior college, I would take him on a cruise. When I made that promise to my son, when I made that promise to my son, he had his previous job. So he just started a job in December. We went on a cruise for his 50th in January. He started working after that. My son graduated in May. He couldn't take off no more time after that. But we had already discussed going to the cruise for Martaria's graduation. And he is the one that circumstances changed. My circumstances didn't change.
No.
Right.
I think,
no,
I got a question.
So you were on the cruise with your baby boy?
Well, they canceled it because of COVID, but that was the, I was going to go with my son, his girlfriend, and my cousin.
Okay. So, George, why are you crying? It's not like
exactly. Exactly.
I
want everybody to.
Let me tell you. I didn't have a single problem with it until I found out from her, and it came from the horse's mouth. If George went on the cruise without me, I'd kill him.
There it is.
Okay, first
y'all
of all, he's trying to put my sister in this situation.
No, the problem
her fiance planned a cruise without her. He did not even ask her to go. She did not even know that he was going until he left.
Okay, so that's a whole different situation altogether.
And like I told George, you can go on your cruise, but you ain't going to live long to talk about it.
Okay, I have a question. Why? Tell me why.
Why what?
Why can you go? It doesn't matter why the circumstances.
No. Because that is important. That's not important.
Exactly. Why can you go solo and why can't he? It's really a simple question. I'm not saying your son is worth it. I know that. Listen,
Why would I break a promise to my son because he couldn't go?
So here's the question: So you weren't willing to wait, say, until he had accrued vacation, and then so the date of the present was more important than the present itself? That's what it sounds like to me. Like we got to go on May 6th. We can't go.
I don't either, baby. I'm asking because I'm about to really prove this point,
and I'm dead serious. So like I said, I want to get everybody's opinion because I'm gonna trip y'all out with something, and that's why I want to get everybody's opinion. But I feel you, Mama. Your son is important. I get it, but so is your husband. And that being said, if he graduated in May, and the trip was in June, and no matter what happened with sis and her guy, you couldn't be like, okay, George is starting a new job. Let's postpone this until September. That way we can go as a family. I guess my question
to
you is.
But he went back to school in September. Again, he graduated from junior college. He's at St. Louis University now.
I know where SLU is. What I'm asking.
And if hubby couldn't go, then mother and son goes, and that's cool if they had gone. But I guess.
Yes, listen.
Listen right quick. If it was okay with George for her to have gone with her son, if they were going, then that is fine. His thing is that because she said had he gone by himself, she would kill him.
That's
what's causing something now. Right, George?
So, baby, could he have gone with his son by himself?
Yeah. With me going without her.
Mama, let me ask you, if he had taken your son, right? But me and DJ went on a cruise, I will respect that. I would have an attitude, But I will respect that because that's your son.
So let me ask you a question. So if you had to work, if it was the other way around, you had to work, you couldn't take off, but he was taking him on a celebratory trip on a cruise.
Right.
You would have felt some type of way about that?
I mean, I probably would have had an attitude, but I would have understood because never would I get between a parent and a child.
Right.
Okay, so the million-dollar question, sweetie, is why would you have an attitude? Why would you be upset?
Because it's a cruise and I want to go
too.
Well, first of all, that's not even a fair statement because, number one, George ain't going to go to no cruise because he don't want to do all the legwork for a cruise. That's me.
That's her job.
That's her job.
Officially, that's her job.
Okay. Back. Okay. So here's what I want to do. I want, cause I kind of got your standpoint. You two can, y'all can laugh about this later because point blank, we'll see you next year anyway, so you're welcome. Mimi, I'm just laughing because I want to, okay, I definitely want to know, I kind of feel like Chris was already giving a little bit of hers. What is your thought process?
So, no, see, this is the thing. If he was taking his son on a cruise and I couldn't go, then I'm not going to trip about it because, for one, it's his graduation trip. I'm not going to have him wait 3 months later to go on a family trip. He's going back to school. You know, it's a celebration now. And if he's okay with us going, then we good. That's
right.
It.
Right.
And he was okay with me going.
But hold up. Now, mind you, it ain't like this is his first cruise because we already took both of our sons on a cruise.
But you know, when we took them on that cruise was BS because of the fact of where we went. We went to a ghetto part of Mexico.
We were supposed to go to a part of Mexico where it was mafia.
Oh, Lord.
Look, they got beautiful resorts, but Mexico is different, so you can't say a ghetto part.
And a hurricane came through. You know, we were supposed to go to Cozumel, and the hurricane came through. So the hurricane went through, and I literally hit Cozumel. And they rerouted us, and we ended up going to Progreso.
With brown water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. This is how to go. But they went.
What's your point, Roger? Roger, you're looking for a fight. What?
I ain't looking for a fight because there is no fight. You can't hit a target that ain't there. But I'm just laughing because, again, had these conversations so many years. Crystal, please, DB, boss, talk about it. What's your thought process?
She
on my side.
Mic drop. Boom. I already know.
Okay.
Exactly.
Then, all right.
Exactly.
Now,
here we go.
Go ahead.
Girls rule, guys rule. Ha, ha, ha.
Up to like eighth grade, Joey.
Really?
Here's what I'm saying. It's hypocrisy. That's why it's called a double standard. I mean, I love it because point blank, you can be like, look, I'm his wife, and the answer is no. I love it. I think that's great. But if you're trying to justify, and I'm talking to anybody at large on this one, man, woman, or child, if you try to justify the fact that I can, you can't, that's 100% bullshit.
No.
So that
no.
being, no,
I mean,
wait,
well, he
no,
goes on
get,
a lot of trips without me. He rides his bike
okay.
with my club
so,
rolls.
So,
I don't say nothing
I,
about
I know
that.
This. I know this, but so why is the cruise so special? Because you're going into international
different?
Waters?
That, but that's different.
Why is the cruise,
why is that
why is the cruise so special?
It's no
See,
different.
I'll let you two hash it out later. All I'm saying is, you're not going to get it both ways.
Got,
not with
got,
me anyway. And again, I can't speak to
you. Let me tell y'all something.
Look.
Let me tell y'all why it's so strong. It's really strong because George would be the first one to say that when you get on the damn cruise, you put up your phones, you turn everything off, turn tablets off, you don't have Wi-Fi out there, and what happens out the sea stays out the sea. That's why.
Now, that is closer to my explanation than anything. Quite frankly, the reason why so many people say that is because if you look at any relationship, the trust factor always falls supposedly on the woman. It's almost like, well, you know, we can be trusted, men cannot, which leads me to say, if you married me, who's a fool? Now, that being said,
I do trust him.
Okay, no, let me finish. I'm not saying I'm speaking in generality. But what I'm also saying is, okay, let's take the Cruz thing, because for whatever reason, Cruz make a lot of noise in families. Now, in my specific case, my wife is sick of Cruz. She's been on a couple, doesn't want to go on another one. You know, it's not her thing. But if she by chance said, hey, you know, myself and my best friend or whoever's going to go, I wouldn't care. And again, we do that all the time. We take trips together. We take trips independently. It's the only thing you can do to keep your conversation flowing. It's the only thing you can do to not look at somebody and go, damn, can you get kidnapped? Because I'm tired of looking at you. You have to have new material. So I don't care. And it's not about, it ain't a trust issue. I mean, again, you have to accept years in the future, in the past, either you're going to do what you're going to do or you're not. I either trust you implicitly or I trust you to be who you're going to be. That's it. That's all. So to say I would be pissed because you took a trip without me, it doesn't matter if it was Disneyland or if it was Athens, Greece. Now, the one thing I will say, a lot of couples make this compromise, and I kind of like it. I really like it. They say, hey, you got to take me somewhere great before you and the boys do your thing. I think that's cool, and I think that's more than fair. I'm not going to go, you know, to Egypt or somewhere crazy with my guys if you're not going to take your main lady or whatever the case may be, or vice versa with the women. You know, that's goofy,
right.
But at the same time, to say, oh, I can do that, but you can't. And again, I'm sorry, your son is a pawn. You cannot use that young man. That's a young man, and he's been on a cruise. So for whatever your reason, it's your reason. I'm just saying that's not going to hold water in court. If you go, Your Honor, you knew the rules, so I had to cut that boo because that was our rule. I mean, I laugh about it, but it's true. So again, if
right.
she called me today and said, hey, myself and the girls are going to go on a cruise, I mean, they do it all the time. You know, if you go somewhere in the States, all I care about is where you're going. You know why? I've got friends and family everywhere. I can either reach out and help you, or I can reach out and touch you. I'm not worried about it. I sleep easy.
Right.
Now, again, if you're going out of the country, that's different from a safety standpoint. But I promise you, I will not be sitting up wondering what's happening and what's not. I won't. Because if you do, then there's no point in being where you are. I don't care if it's a year, a month, or 50 years. So I think that's where the double standards come in. And I'm not saying it's you, but I'm saying a lot of people utilize that double standard of, well, guys can't be trusted, guys can't be this, can't be that.
Can we go back to the point that when I originally planned the cruise, he was included. He pulled out because of his job. I didn't say, well, you got a new job, so let me plan a cruise. That wasn't the case.
Yes,
he pulled out.
Okay, now. Yes,
no,
yes,
you pulled
got,
out.
George, you
yes,
guys live together. Don't. I don't live with her.
It's all right.
George.
It's
George,
all right.
I mean, I go so, with listen.
I mean,
so did you talk to him and say, hey, if this was me,
right on the floor,
I wouldn't go? Or did you say, you know what? I wouldn't be okay with this, but I'm glad you are. Did you guys talk about that way back when? I'm not saying you're wrong. You're not wrong for still pursuing the trip with your son, especially when
no,
your husband said it was okay.
The conversation was this. Babe, I'm going to take Marty on a cruise when he graduates junior college.
Okay.
And we're going to go in the summer. Okay, well, we're going on another cruise. That was the conversation. Then things happened. And he stopped one job and then started a new job that was not foreseen.
So, okay, now,
if he said to you, negative,
you can't go,
negative,
would you have gone? If he was absolutely
out,
adamant about you not going, would you have gone?
15-yard penalty.
If George is not like that, if George would have absolutely said, Nicole, I don't want you to go, I wouldn't have went. No, I wouldn't have.
Then that's fair is fair, but he didn't, and you didn't broach the subject because you didn't want to, but you're making assumptions. George ain't like that. He would never do that, which is never say never. But again, all that being said, you know you do. You know he's not going to trip like that. My point is, as long as you can say, okay, you know what? I would respect your wishes the same way because I get that. As long as we do it both ways, it's okay. But I promise you, it can't be a I can, but you can't. That's a problem. So that's all I'm saying. And I think it comes down to, for some reason, Cruises are supposed to be this magical, mystical, ethereal thing. They're not. They're just a great time. You get drunk, you eat a lot, and you do whatever. But it's like, oh, if you go on a cruise, and that's the ultimate betrayal because you went on a cruise. And it's like, I think we put too much stock into what a cruise is. A cruise is just, it's a floating party, just like when we go down to George's Club or you go anywhere else. So I don't understand why it's such a big to-do if someone goes on one, you know, again, on good terms with understanding without their partner, not saying that he never takes you anywhere, but he's always gone. You know what I mean? I mean, everything in moderation. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I guess God agreed with you. That's why I couldn't go, because of COVID.
Let that be it. Let that be the reason.
God agrees with me because I'm funny, but that's a bunch of shit. Oh, crap.
Let that be the reason.
Oh, God. Hey, listen, you know what that boils down to? You know what that boils down to? You'll never get a woman to admit she's wrong.
Well, hold up.
Because in this case, she's not wrong.
I'm going to do something right
now.
No,
there's no right or wrong.
But I got to apologize.
What you finna do, baby?
I got to apologize to the people listening on Blog Talk because they can't see what I'm about to do. But I'm about to do this. Let me set this right. Let me park this right there.
Where are you parking it at, baby?
This fool here. George is having way too good a time with his new equipment. That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny.
For those of you
that's pretty funny.
And Blog Talk, they can't see what everybody else is seeing, it's a dude stepping over feelings that says, whoops. Almost stepped in some shit. Now back to this money.
Yeah. Nah. Honestly, I just think as long as you know, figure it out, but be fair about it. And that's hard because fair is a subjective statement. And you're talking about, oh, we went to ghetto parts of Mexico. Look, it's Mexico. It's just different than here. Anywhere you go in Mexico, you're going to get to some questionable places, which are going to be like a half mile away from some of the most beautiful stuff you've ever seen. That's why I bought property there. It's like, yeah, we walked through that, and it was like, oh, boy. But then all of a sudden, you get up here. So, I mean, that's, again, that's an excuse. That's not a reason. We went to the bad parts. We got to go again.
You know what?
We were supposed to be here, but we didn't. Nah, excuses.
Hey, but look,
that's all.
At the end of the day, we got coming up in Ecuador. The CBN and the boys, first annual World Caribbean Cruise.
Oh, we're going to have so much fun, you guys.
April 5th, Haiti. If you ain't already booked it, then I don't know what you're waiting on. We all going. She's going to be there. I'm going to be there. Me's going to be there. CB's going to be there. Roger's going to be there. We got several fans that are going to be there. And guess what? When we there, that's where we're going to be at. So,
we gonna be where we at.
With that being said, baby, I love you. Good night. You can go back to sleep. Bye bye.
I love you. Bye.
It's always fun,
bye,
lady.
Guys.
It's always fun. Good night,
bye,
sweetie.
Oh God.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a mess. She's a mess. She's a mess.
That's a good mess, though, you know.
Oh yeah, you gotta have a good message.
Great energy. I can't wait to meet her.
Keep in line. Yeah. You know. And that's what it boils down to. That's really what it boils down to. But I do think like again it's interesting. People's thought processes are different. Like if you're in a new relationship, if you've been with somebody, if you're grown, if you're, you know, as we call it, there's so many factors in that because some people go, man, you know, you let your guy or your girl do XYZ. Why would you want to keep a collar on anyone? If you have to,
let that word let is a problem all in itself. Let.
Mm-hmm. And again, you get into that. People go, hey, you know what I think?
Yeah.
I think it's funny because people do that on purpose. They do it on purpose because they want to test you and see where you're at. Yeah, your husband lets you do that? Your wife lets you do that? And people know other people don't like it. And so they say it on purpose. And it's just a goof. It's stupid. It's like they want to hear you say, I do what I want, blah, blah, because it's like, do I have an intro here? You know, is that an opening, a crack I see? When you have security like that, you can't say that to one of them. It doesn't matter where you are. You can't say that to somebody who's like, first of all, you can't make an individual do anything they don't want to do. It doesn't matter what you do or don't have. Second of all, you know, the whole let thing, like you said, But I've always said that I don't believe in anyone controlling anything I do or having the keys to anything about me that didn't give me life. And she's no longer here, so no one can make me do shit. I think when it comes to that, you want to have agreements. You want to be of a similar mind and thought process and all that. But that whole and hey, if that's your life out there, people, I'm not trying to start anything at home. I just know for me, I don't want that on either end. Like, you know, I'm not your overseer. You're not mine. You know, we're two adult individuals. And I think it's funny because things like trips and all that, it just rattles people. Maybe because of, you know, someone's guilty conscience. Maybe because of all the movies and things like that. But again, if that's something you're worried about, then you've got way deeper problems than your destination. Because I'll be the first to tell anybody, if someone can quote-unquote take you, they can add you. You can't take me. Like, that's what cracks me. Right. Oh, your wife lets you out? She better come get you. Somebody might take you. Which one of you ladies can pick me up and run with me? I promise you none. So it's like, where are you going to take me? You know, it's like I get that it's supposed to be complimentary, but I'm not 16. It's not complimentary. And I know you ladies go through far worse. Just trying to, people trying to flatter you and things like that. There's so many ways to flatter. But if that's your fear.
I just got rid of another one.
If that's your fear.
This guy, I don't know why I attract the possessive ones, the ones who want to own me, and they don't listen. When they say, oh, you're my baby, and I'm like, no, I'm not your baby. Well, you're going to be my baby. No, I'm not going to be your baby. You're going to be my wife. No, I'm not going to be your wife. It's like everything I say goes through one ear and right out the other, and they say, so talk to me, baby. I'm not your baby. I'm like, I had to, like, really turn in and have a bitch fit with this guy to get him to just give up.
That's quick block by, really.
Yeah. I mean, it was just.
That's a red flag all in itself, flying and, like, in your face, all wave red, all the colors of the flag, wherever that person came from.
Yeah.
I think something definitely needs to occur.
Turns out he was from Nigeria, and he felt that whatever a man says, that's it, that's law. So if he's telling me I'm going to be his wife, then I'm going to be his wife. I'm like, dude, that's not flying with me. No.
Well, see, the thing about it, too, is that depending on where the individual comes from, you know, they have cultures that where things are just allowed, and that's just what it is in certain cultures around the world, you know. But my thing is, shit, we in America, and even though I am, you know, Caribbean, Puerto Rican, across the little water over there, I'm still U.S., and regardless of whether I was U.S. or African or Colombian or whatever the hell, you can't put that kind of tab on me. Like, what?
Right.
I belong to who? I belong to
America. Right.
I think my question is, what lets someone allow you to get to that point? What lets someone allows them to get to that point? What makes someone think that they can even say that? Because
That's insecurity.
But I mean, and again, I don't know, so I'm really asking. Like, even in casual conversation, how is it that maybe you meet someone? I get it if you meet someone online and things like that. Technically, you're supposed to look at profiles and this, that, and the third. But my question is, how does it go from what conversation leads someone to get so comfortable so quickly? I've never been that comfortable that quickly. Even if someone so-called gave me a green light, I'd be like, you know, you always want to, you know, tread lightly. So I'm just trying to figure out, like, is there a particular group that you got? And it's called, you know what, pick this idiot one, idiot two. I'm just trying to figure out because, again, it has nothing to do with you because obviously if these people feel that way, fantastic. But when it goes left so quickly, I'm just trying to understand what are the conversations like, because there's always a genesis, in my opinion. I don't know what that may be.
Well, for me, they usually say I love you after the first conversation, which to me is a major red flag, and it's a total turnoff. One thing I
don't want. What the hell are you promising?
Nothing. That's just it. It seems the more aloof I am, the more vague I am, the more distant I am, the more they get turned on. I think I'm a challenge, and they want to hunt me down and possess me, and I'm like, no.
CB, I think you hit the nail right on the head. It's the challenge, because I know you're special. Roger knows you're special. I'm sure Mimi knows you're special. And
what is
you
that
just
to mean?
You shoot.
But we love you though.
you out there like the target hunter. You sitting back with the shotgun, and they be like, pull. Here comes another dude shooting out the shot.
Pull. See, George back in the forest. He back in the forest.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
George, hey,
pull.
She got a
comes another one.
Crossbow. She got a crossbow.
Oh,
you see what
God,
I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Because here's what I see. I see you want this, and then when you get it, you don't want it.
I don't get
and
it.
And then I'm just saying. I don't understand.
But I don't understand. I don't get it, because it's like, how can you love me and you don't know me? That's the part
clearly,
it's a turnoff.
Do you guys believe in love at first sight? First of all, you guys say it's a physical attraction. Even with love at first sight. Love at first sight. Okay, that's all grandy. That's all fine and dandy.
No,
and
I don't believe in it.
All fantasy.
I don't believe
but
in love at first sight.
Here's the thing. First sight is a physical attraction. I don't care who you're talking to, who it is,
agreed.
What it is. At the end of the day,
it's not
a
love
physical
thing.
Attraction.
It's a love thing.
I ain't never in my entire life, I am 51 years old, and I've never seen anybody go,
hey,
damn, she other than a motherfucker, I want to holler at her.
Right. We get the physical part of it. I mean, you're right. It's lust at first sight. We agree. But I think what George is saying is, you know that's going to happen. You know you're going to attract a certain amount of, you know, admirers. But I think once the first conversation takes place, if after a conversation someone's saying they love you, listen, I ain't talking crazy and like that, but look, we all grew up in the 70s and 80s. You know, I think we all know a few lines and whatnot that can panty drop. But the thing is, I still haven't met anyone. I've met someone that goes, look, I knew on the first night you were going to get some, but it was still not I love you. But if you continue the engagement in terms of, you know, the conversation and meeting and things like that, absolutely. And I'm not saying it can't develop quickly. But what I'm saying is, if it's just conversation, especially the very impersonal social media, no, there's no way, which means that's the individual, which tells me, I'm going to say the same thing I've said to my best friend many a time. Brother, stop fishing in whatever pond you're fishing in. I mean, even if you look across the street down the road, because I think a lot of times we know what we want, but it's not wrapped up the way we need, and so we're not sure. It's probably been one or two times in my life I saw something in someone and was like, you know, maybe you were smitten with someone, you were really taken with someone. You know, you may have had a crush, as they called it. You know, it's very, very rare in my case. And it still wasn't one of those, even if we got a chance to date for 6 months or a year or 2 weeks. Sometimes you could date for 4 weeks and be like, damn, I'm really feeling this person. And then it just, whatever happens for whatever reason. Or you can mess around for 2 years and be like, I know it's never going to go above this level. I know that. I know me. So to come off conversation one, listen, I know a couple of languages, and I still ain't heard shit that made me fall in love in one convo. So, yeah, I definitely think I think we agree it is the challenge. And I agree, like you said, if you become really aloof, if you become kind of cold, as if to say, yeah, I'm available, I can do whatever if you can get there. But I don't think, and then just the fact that people don't want to be the one to fail, and they want to be the one to say, hey, I conquered it, I think that plays a part. But damn, didn't the whole crying and I love you go out with the five heartbeats, that shit doesn't work. You ain't Mr. JT Matthews, you know? So I don't know. I think that.
I feel a song coming on. Here we go.
Oh, Lord.
Y'all ready?
Hey, 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 hey. Come on now.
Never gets old. Never.
Yeah, it does. Always gets old. Yeah. See, there's always that one antagonistic ass sibling who does everything to piss people off. It just reminds me of me and mine growing up. You don't like that? Let me do that. That's too funny.
Had to do it. Just had to do it.
Oh, two kinds of bad. Two kinds of horrible. Wait, she ain't going. Yeah. Now, see, you laugh and you can, because if your ass was fugly, you would not like that song. You and that song would not be friends. So, see, that's cool. Like I say, hey, we all have privileges. But, see, if your ass was busted, you'd be in there sitting. Every time somebody played that, you'd be butthurt, talking about, that ain't even cool. Now somebody go get my paper bag. Y'all play too much. But see there? I'm trying to tell you. Quit playing this shit. Quit playing. That's sad. Yeah, I know. I got issues. Cool.
If you just joined us, you're listening to CB and the Boys. We join you every Wednesday for your midweek motivator, offering you music, laughter, and a whole lot of fun. Music, motivation, conversation, and a whole lot of fun. So hopefully you're having a whole lot of fun. But fear not. Our show is definitely not done. And back to CB and the Boys. Our topic tonight, double standards in relationships.
Yeah, if anybody wants to weigh in, knock it out.
Yeah. Speaking of which, we found out today, and I do believe I forgot to mention this earlier, and when we talked about the news, the cause of death for Gabby Petito has been determined. She was died as a result of manual strangulation, which means that he literally wrapped his hands around her neck and squeezed the life right out of her. And it was determined that she had been dead 3 or 4 weeks before she was found. So, basically, he did it. the odds of someone else that did
right.
it pretty much are out the window at this point.
I mean, sadly, I don't think anybody's surprised.
There is so many people out there in this world that look like this guy. It's amazing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that look like him. And if he goes shave bald and do all kinds of things and throw on a little hoodie and go to a club, no one would ever know that it's him. He has
a very common look, like
a lot of people.
But the thing is, you know your kids, right? You can spot your kid in a crowd full of kids, even if they all had the same hoodie on and everything else, right? So that's not true.
Right.
How do you think people get picked up all the time? We see someone on the news go, he's typical, whatever. And then somebody calls in and goes, oh, I already know who that is. So hopefully that's what's going to happen. You know, but that being said, yeah, could I spot him?
Either
no.
Or his ass done got eaten from some freaking coyotes up in a hill somewhere trying to hide.
Man. Doubt it. Doubt that very seriously. Sadly, I don't think anybody is surprised about this. It was just kind of a matter of time. I mean, they had too much stuff historically leading up to this. So it's one of those, it's almost awful.
The whole thing is
it's almost all too common.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that hasn't been, you know, put out anywhere. So, you know, hell, I think, like they were saying, like TikTokers have jumped on the Sherlock Holmes trail. They're literally like, hey, you know, we know where he is. It's great. I mean, they say he's under his parents' house. So they might find him before the police do, which, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like
well,
I said, people
that
don't have
parents know what he did. And they're shielding him from. I'm like, they literally are hiding. The parents know where he's at. They're not cooperating with authorities or anything. It's like they don't care. And it's really crazy because she was in a relationship with this guy, engaged to marry this guy. And they don't care that he killed her. And I don't understand that one.
Well,
I don't.
I
don't
want to kill her.
But if they do something.
Or they don't want to be involved.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean,
if you, you mean what? What's up?
No, go ahead.
I was going to ask. You have one son. You have one daughter. Your son is the light of your life, like everybody with a son. I know right is right, wrong is wrong. You're not going to turn your son in until you know everything that's going on. I know you. I've known you since those kids were this big. Don't forget. So don't say you don't understand, because if my son called me right now, I would drive to Killeen and pick him up. If he said, Pop, I took two or three of them out, I'd be like, did anybody see you? I'm on my way. That's my child. I don't really, and I don't care how people feel about that. Like, my kid comes above everything else, because there are always facts that don't roll in until later. I mean, truthfully, if something really sideways happened, yes, I believe that justice has to be served, but the problem is there's very, very seldomly justice. So I'm not going to throw him to the wolves immediately.
Let me ask a question, because I don't think I totally understood what you just said. So if something happened with your son out of state, something happened, he took out three people, and he called you and said, Dad, look, I just took three people out, and you said, okay, where you at? I'm coming to get you, and you go get him.
Yep.
You would not walk him into the authorities to have a conversation?
Not immediately, no. Not right away, no. It takes a long time to get true information and evidence, and I think we all know historically some people get instantly crucified. There's no way I would turn my son in right away. If it came down to something really crazy and I know he needed to be put away, especially considering I know my kid, he's way too damn laid back, I wouldn't have to worry about that. So if he called me and told me something happened, I'd be terrified, because I'd be like, what led to this?
Right.
And I mean,
right.
You know, and so would I turn? Hell no. I absolutely would. Now, they had kind of a volatile history. That being said, I don't know who started. They both been found, you know, to be at fault when it came to some of the altercations. So see, there's always three sides to every story: yours, mine, and the truth. So just because yes, the young lady got killed, and I know that's sad, but see, people instantly jump on the bandwagon of. And I'm not saying, trust me, I'm not trying to clear this guy or anything like that. I'm just saying there's a lot of information out there. There's a who, what, where, and. And again, I always say, you know what, as much as they went through, how in all of the hell would she or her parents let her take a cross-country trip? That's just not something, you know, a lot of folks going to do. We're not doing well. We're going to cross country to try to improve the relationship. That just sounds like the setup. See, some of us are a little too suspicious. That's why we don't go scuba diving. and we don't go hang gliding, and we don't do certain things, and we don't really look. We ain't crazy about the person that we're sleeping with. You go. I watch your ass from the island, but you take your ass out there on the boat. Cause I know good and damn well you're not pushing me out there. See, that's the difference.
Right.
But you're not about to tell one of us we're going to go hiking across the country and we just got into a fight. See, right there, my mother told my sisters when we were growing up, you always keep kiss my ass money. That means if something goes down, you got enough money to make a phone call at the time, get a taxi or do whatever, and you can tell whoever you're with to kiss your ass. And that was something that we all practiced from day one. So you're not going to tell
right.
me that if it was really like that, she couldn't have called home and said, someone come get me. See, a lot has happened that we don't know about. I'm not saying
right.
he didn't do it. I'm just saying what led up to it. And quite frankly, yeah, I mean, truth is she's gone. But a lot of things transpired that we don't know about. And so
right.
I'm not saying he shouldn't go to jail and all that. I'm saying if that's my kid, until I know everything, I'm not mm-hmm. talking. I'm not talking. Like I said, don't come for me when it comes to mine. Because and now I may threaten to beat the hell out of my kid if he doesn't tell me the truth. Because I don't care how long I live, my son will always be. My children will always fear me. Not because of anything mean, it's because like the truth. I'll do anything in the world, you know, to keep you safe and all that. So you lie to anybody but me, and I've told them that. You don't give a shit who you lie to.
Yeah.
It better not be me.
Yeah.
But I'm the guy. I'm the one that's got to come get you. I'm the one that's got to be
right.
wherever you are. So, and I just feel like there's so much more information out there, you know. But in the end, yes, I want justice, you know, to be served. But it happens all the time, and they don't report it. So, you know, I don't know. I just think there's a lot of drop balls on this one. It'll turn out. So yeah. But nope, not turning my kid in to answer your question, and neither would y'all. Not nan none of you. You're welcome. It
Thank
sucks when people know you, doesn't it? Doesn't it suck when people know you, though? You're like, I hate this guy. I know. It's cool. It's cool. All the people's names out and shit. You got plenty of time to tell me how much. It's fine.
Well, you know what? Look, I'm going to have one on you, okay? I totally appreciate
Thank
you.
Thank you.
And I totally appreciate your honesty and your realness because you are a real one.
Thank you, dear. Listen, I don't know really any other way to be, and I know people say that all the time, but my filter does not exist in that respect. It's like, you know, you want to know, ask me when it comes to that. I think everybody says that, but
of course.
Again, y'all know, y'all just got my thought process on my kids. So, hey, if you listen out there, don't call me if you want help. Not when it comes to being mine, don't call me. We're running out of time. I don't know who's. I've been wanting to talk about this. I know everybody is, but I want to get our take on it. I don't know. What's going on? What do you think about the Gruden situation? Since I live in Vegas, clearly it's interesting because he resigned. And I'm going to take a different angle on that. I don't know if you guys know. He resigned because of a lot of racist remarks he made in private emails 10 years ago. And so they basically pressured him so much.
I'm going to tell you what happened.
They couldn't fire him.
Because
I want to know what you think.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you what happened. Because of when it happened and how it happened,
uh-huh.
you know, he had his ducks in a row. It wasn't shit they could do to him legally. They couldn't be like, oh, well, you're fired. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? They
right,
couldn't
right,
be
right.
like,
I'm so sorry, guys. I'm
that.
So sorry.
You know,
I'm
none of
taking
that
a
shit.
Twilight Zone.
So,
what are we talking about?
So they pressed
okay.
the head coach for the Raiders. The head coach for the Raiders. Okay.
Okay,
we're
okay.
Talking
he
about.
Just
and,
quit.
And,
okay.
And he resigned because they said whatever they said in their private meeting that motivated him to resign.
Okay.
They gave him an ultimatum. I'm guaranteeing you this is the way the conversation went. Well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do this, unless you resign. We're going to give you this much money and all that. You just resign, and we'll be happy, and we'll just let bygones be bygones. That's what it was. It was a motherfucker with power that said, well, I can't get you this way publicly, but non-publicly, I can get you this way. And he chose to resign. That was a resignation. That was an indiscreet termination. He got fired.
Okay. Let me back it up and explain to Mimi and whoever else out there that really doesn't keep up with sports. The reason it's a big deal, because back then when he made the comments, he wasn't a coach anymore. He was a commentator. He made some very racist comments. He made some very misogynistic, anti-gay, blah, blah, blah. He offended a lot of people. Now, that being said, they've resurfaced even though they were private. And so people started really coming at him with heat. And so because of that, you know, at first it was going to be cool until some more showed up. Now, regardless of how he feels, that's one thing. This is what I'm going to say. Now, he resigned, like George said, because legally they couldn't fire him. They couldn't. You couldn't fire him. You couldn't fine him. Legally, no way. He didn't work. He wasn't a coach. He did not work for the NFL. Yes, he said it, but you can't reprimand him. That's just like me punishing you, Mimi, for making mistakes you made 22 years ago. That's
right.
Not, it's stupid. But because this is such a cancel culture that we live in, people bark and make a whole lot of noise, and you've got to oil that squeaky wheel. So they kept coming, kept coming. Now, the thing is, the Raiders have a very openly gay player. I mean, he's promoted and things like that. Good player. He was hurt behind things he saw and said, but he was still like, you know, that's my coach, or that was my coach. You know, let me talk about it on another day. So they handled it very professionally. Now, I'm going to say I don't agree. Now, if he wanted to resign, fine. Do I agree? No. I don't think he should have been pressured. I don't think he should have been bothered. Here's why. It was in the past. And it was actually, that was illegal what was done. So because when legal, he's going to get paid. He's going to make a lot of money. So that $100 million contract isn't going to mean a thing, because he's going to sue the hell out of the league. And he's going to win. But I just think, unfortunately, too many people's past comes back to haunt them. Now, we've all said and done things that we wish we hadn't said and done. But when you know, and this is the only thing I will say, I think you're always responsible for what you say and do, because you can never undo it. And this just proves that even 10 years ago, we can bring it back. So never, once it's on the internet, it's eternal.
Okay.
And because of that, I think, yes, I do think they should be held to higher standards. I think they should be, you know, you should be more careful. But he did say that in confidence and in company. So I think that's a betrayal. And I think, you know, actually, as far as from a professional legal standpoint, I would stand behind Gruden. From a personal standpoint, no. But I'm not surprised by that, because, yeah, I followed his career earlier. I know what kind of guy he is. Very good coach. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Professionally. I can't say that we go up and hang out and all that. People are who they are. Listen, we all have things we don't like and do. Listen, trust me. I'm sure if you hear some of the shit that I say on a daily basis. But, again, you know, you keep that in your company. If you don't like somebody from a different school, you trash the school. If you don't like somebody from a different team, you trash the team. And we say what we want to say. You are you reserve the right. But when you make it and then you send it out there in the world, you're asking for it. So he set himself up here by doing that. And then there was some really foul stuff he said. And so all that to say, it's become a complete circus around
here.
But
my thing, that was a long time ago. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day,
it don't matter.
It was a long time ago.
It don't matter.
A different position. Like you said, he sent those emails or whatever in confidence, you know?
But look, let me tell you, 10 years later,
you want to bring him up. You want to bring it out and mess with him.
Let me tell you what happened. Yeah. Somebody who made sure they saved all that information.
Right, on purpose.
He got into it with the wrong person behind closed doors. He got into it with the wrong person, and they said, well, this is what I need you to do. And he stood his ground as a man and said, well, no, I ain't doing that. I ain't doing that, period. And they said, okay, we'll fix you. We know how to fix you. And this is what happened. They brought up this old shit. They leaked it out. They sent it out to the media. They turned it into a media frenzy. And now he ain't got no choice.
It's got more attention that
he's fighting a losing battle. He's fighting a losing battle. Because I don't care if he's 10 years old, 15 years old, or 20 years old. He said it, he did it, and he's fighting a losing battle.
Right.
You know,
well,
so at this point, really.
he ain't got
much
off. He ain't gonna lose, I promise you. He's not.
But he's not. But what he is gonna lose then is he ain't the head coach no more.
They had to talk him into coming back. He ain't gonna lose. He was winning when he got here. So Vegas needs him more than he needs Vegas. I get what you're saying, and that's why he kind of stood his ground. He apologized in a way. He backpedaled a little bit. The only thing he did that pissed me off was the one thing that all races do. I don't have a racist bone in my body. You're a lying sack of shit because I do, and everybody else does too. I could point out where it is on me. Like, and I won't call it racist. I would call it prejudice or biased, because we all have a biased opinion about something. You don't like a certain brand of car. Some people are Chevy truck people. Some people are Dodge. Some people are Ford. So, I mean, we all have a prejudice about us. You may not hate everybody of a particular group, but if someone did something to you, boom. Or you may like certain people of a group and not the rest. That is your God-given right. But at the same time, to utilize that is how they kept – and I agree with you, George. They did that to keep him under control. It's one of those – it's like the entertainment industry. It's like everything. We will have some dirt on you so that you can't get too out of control, so that we can rein you in. And I got to agree that George is probably onto something with the disagreement. I don't know who we disagreed with, or I don't know what happened, but nevertheless, I don't think it's right. Now, like I said, what he did wasn't right, but I also don't think that how he got pulled out like this, I don't think it's right just because it was two different worlds, two different times. You know, but he is
right.
Who he is, and he made the mistake of putting that out there, and so it's fair game. I mean,
it
it's free
back
information.
To
you put it out
came
there.
Back
don't
to body, came back to body in that.
Right. See, we here's the thing. As we're going forward, you'll never find anything like that from me. I say a bunch of crazy stuff. You'll never hear me say anything like that, because I have fun with any and everything and everybody, but I'm not gonna get on there and talk about how I can't stand Greeks, or how I hate Mexicans or Jews or anybody, because, again, I know somebody in every culture, demographic,
yeah,
or whatever. I have one dear to me. It doesn't mean I have to love the group. I don't know the whole group. You know, as a collective, maybe not. But if I can say I've got one of my best friends here is Hispanic and Asian, so I'm not going to let anything happen to him. Another one of my friends is Caribbean. Another one of my friends is Greek. So I've got a reason to want to protect all of them. And
right.
So I'm not going to get on there and start talking about people's lips or hair or things like that. You know, I can talk about my own family, but I'm not going to disrespect yours like that. And I think people that are in a position of influence need to be twice as careful, and oftentimes they're not. And it comes
right.
back
right.
to bite them. So,
right.
And we'll
right.
see what happens.
Right.
I think he's going to win financially.
Even if he doesn't feel that way, he said what he said out of anger at the end of the day.
Not an excuse.
He was trying
that's
to hurt
excuse.
Somebody.
Right.
But
that's
10 years
that's
later,
not, that's not a justification.
Right.
No, it's not.
Right.
It's not.
For that.
No, you're right. There's you're right, CB. It's not. I'm not saying that as a justification. What I'm saying is, he said it to hurt somebody, and guess what? 10 years later, it ended up hurting himself.
That
right.
is called
right.
karma
what I'm saying.
At its best, right there.
I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm gonna tell you right now. At the end of the day, the baddest nigga I know, the baddest motherfucker I know on this planet, his name is Carmen. Say nobody beat him.
You know what's funny? And this is totally off the subject. Why is it that some people are not religious, don't believe in a whole lot of shit, but motherfuckers are scared of karma? You ever notice that? You know that came from, like, part of an ancient
Asian. Karma is a bad motherfucker. Karma is a bad motherfucker.
But I think that's funny. I've heard people go, I'm not religious, I'm spiritual. I'm not this, and we all get into that. But then you go, but karma kind of began as part of an ancient religion. So it's kind of like, you sound stupid, right?
You know why, right? Because everybody on this planet, has been touched by karma.
How come it can't just be
some point in their life has been touched by karma?
No, that's just the definition of karma. Why can't it just be coincidence or happenstance? Good shit happens to bad people. Bad shit happens to good people. It doesn't have to be karma. It just has to be the laws of the universe.
There are no coincidences. There are no coincidences.
Everything happens for a reason.
Right. Agree.
Well, I don't believe you.
To say karma is the balance of that.
I don't believe you.
I think that's a complete disservice.
I don't believe either one of them. What I believe is, I don't believe either one of these statements, but what I do believe is it's hard to distinguish the difference between
fair enough.
Points of day,
I mean, because
and karma. You see what I'm saying?
With karma is it's a contrived term given to the case we're speaking of, but it was given by a human. You can't make up a universal law. You can give it a name. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But, again, that's what I'm saying. So some people call it karma. Some people call it, you know, there's no coincidence. Whatever you want to call it, yin and yang. All of these things may come out the same. But I just think it's interesting how you know, we'll separate that. Because everybody wants to have good karma. Nobody wants to have the bad kind. But you always tell somebody, that's okay. Karma's going to get you. Shit, I'll be your karma. How about that? You do something to me, I'm your karma. But, you know, I just had to throw that side note. So, yeah, it's been an interesting week around here, though, just for that alone. It's going to be a circus for a minute, I promise you. But, yeah, it is what it is. Not a huge fan of the guy. And, while we're on that, now I know I'm doing my sports, and I know you, I can still ask, even if you guys don't know what's going on, I can still ask. Okay, so, there's another coach named Urban Meyer, very, very famous, very successful coach, just got to the league, great, has a huge college, his college history is amazing. Anyway, basically, long story short, he got caught dancing with a chick in a club, and then the internet just blew the hell up. Now, what I think is funny is, in my opinion, it's almost Clinton Lewin, and here's why. Her mom jumps all on the internet, goes crazy about she doesn't want her daughter to lose her good job, and oh my God, what would happen, da-da-da-da-da, and now he's probably about to lose his job and all these different things. Should he lose his job? Should she lose hers? Neither or both? Who's right, who's wrong?
Wait a minute. Okay, so there I go. I'm lost again. So is he an older guy and she's only 17, or what's the deal?
He's a coach. He's a man. She's
okay.
A woman. They're both over 18.
Okay, so they were dancing in a club.
Right.
And what's the problem? What's the problem?
He's married. He's married, so they saw that. Everybody, the internet blew up. Oh, his wife is going to be, you know, that shit. So they're making it out to be more than just a dance. And so now they're calling for his resignation and all that. So my question is, should he suffer? Should she suffer? Should they suffer? Should no one suffer?
I mean, unless he was in a club really grinding and dancing some calypso or some reggae and shit, you know, then
right.
You just never know.
They were. So there, now what?
Well,
so
I think that's a very personal thing. I don't think jobs.
So he was photography. So he was at a photography that dancing with this woman in a way that, I mean, completely sexual dancing.
Oh.
All that shit.
Well, that's
Did they fuck? It's nothing
okay,
but a
but
dance
thing,
until you get more.
This is the thing, guys. This is the thing. That's still very personal. He's in a club dancing with somebody. Okay, they blew it up because he's a coach. So now he's supposed to lose his job because he's a coach and he was dancing and he's married. That's some personal stuff that shouldn't even matter. But I guess it does because the media done blew it up, right?
Hey, cancel culture, baby, cancel culture. I guess I'm saying all to say, look, first of all, her mom, I hate her mom. I really do. Because you're trying to defend your of-age daughter. You know who that man is, which means she went up and flaunted and bounced on him. And
she brought more attention to it by saying something.
The girl knew what she was doing. I'm not saying he was right for doing it, but here's the thing. Just like we were kind of joking about earlier with the cruise and things like that, that's between that man and his wife, that woman and whoever. That's their family thing. If you're at a club and you're dancing, and again, I'm not condoning or condemning.
Right.
All I'm saying is why do people's lives have to be completely destroyed because one of y'all out in the world is pissed off because you don't agree with what happened? Well, he shouldn't be dancing with her. Well, you should try to find somebody to dance with you. well, you know, he's wrong. Well, don't worry about what he's doing. Are you living with either of them? I think people should mind their own business, but that's never going to ever happen. The world is wide open. So I guess my question was, why? It, you know, some people think, you know, she's the victim. You know, that's why I call her Clinton Louise.
She's not the victim. If she knew what she was doing, she's of age, and she out there in a club messing around with a married man like that, and she know what his status is, then that's a problem.
That's just wondering. Because, I mean, he's being vilified just for – so him being married, is he more guilty than her knowing he's married? I mean, and this is all very, very rhetorical. That's all. I'm just curious because a lot of people have been kind of weighing in on it, so – you know, hey, we ran out of time, folks, but it's been a good
one. Yes.
I
think this is definitely a topic that we should take on into next week, you know?
There's going to be more to come out. So we'll definitely pick back up on it, folks. Don't let us forget, by the way. So we'll definitely catch you on the flip side. Be cool. Take care of yourselves.
All righty. So, guys, hey, Mimi Acosta here. I had my red Moscato, the wine list. So you guys need to check it out because it was so sweet and it was so good. And see where I'm at with it. You know, I'm going to finish it. So, one love. God bless. Peace out. And see you guys next week.
At the end of the day, I had my douce, and it was full when I started. You see what I got left at the end of the day? And we got the CD and the Boys Cruise coming up. We got the CD and the Boys Cruise coming up. You got to check that out. Book your ticket. Be there or be square. So, in the famous words of Don Cornelius, peace, love, and hair grease.
All right. Thanks, guys. It's been real. It's been fun. It's been real fun. But now our time is done. Thank you so much for rocking out with us tonight. I'm CB, and you've been listening to CB and the Boys, who come to you every Wednesday as your midweek motivator here on Blog Talk Radio. You can also catch our playback on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts. You can also catch us on YouTube as well as Facebook. And you can also watch me on Bigo Live. So thank you once again. And once again, happy birthday to all the October birthdays, everyone born on October 13th, especially our lovely Jimin from BTS. Happy Jimin Day once again. And everybody, enjoy the rest of your work week. Hopefully you've had some midweek motivation from CB on the Voice. Remember, you can do and be anything you want in this world as long as you work hard and you believe in yourself. I believe in you. Heck, we believe in you. Now it's time for you to believe in you. And above all things, love yourself. Remember, true love starts with loving yourself. If you don't love yourself, how could you expect to love someone else or to give someone else the opportunity to love you if you don't love you? So we love you. Your love and support mean the world to us. Don't forget to go to all of our platforms, Instagram, Facebook, under CB and the Boys, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts. Like us and don't forget to subscribe, especially to our YouTube. So once again, thank you so much for joining us. And to take us home is BTS with a collaboration with the wonderful group Coldplay. And You Are My Universe. And you guys are our universe. We love you and thank you. So we'll see you next week. It's BTS and Coldplay. You Are My Universe. Bye-bye.
Adios.
They couldn't capture that bright infinity inside your eyes. 매일 밤 내게 날아가 꿈이란 것도 믿은 채 나 웃으며 너를 만나. Never ending forever, baby.
너와 함께 날아가. When I'm without you, I'm crazy.